tonight on MC GameFap.
You know, they say that if you stand quietly after the moon's halfway, you can hear the whispers of the scrotums.
I knew you were going to say that.
Hello, and welcome to MC GameFap, Matt's cool game for attractive people. I'm Matt, and this is my cool game. And if you're here with me tonight, then congratulations. You're all my attractive people. Well, we're 1 week into a new year, and it's already just as bad and dumb as the year before it. Folks, capitalism isn't suddenly not the enemy just because the blue team is in the White House now. If this year is going to turn out to be any good at all, it'll only be because of direct action from folks like us. Take care of your family, give back to your community, tell your friends you love them, and don't talk to cops.
It's Saturday, and you know by now that you've got a letter waiting for you. Like last time, it's in a crisp envelope with a wax glittery seal. A Magikarp is in the background of all the leopard print, and the Sawaddle now. The Sawaddle also has a cape? Inside, the letter reads, "Hello, my wonderful friends and fellow trainers. We sure had an eventful weekend. What with us winning the fishing contest, my son giving an educational performance in experimental comedy, and us saving the town. Also, some of us committed some light crimes and shall be receiving some frowny face stickers. But fear not, dear friends. The stain upon our good group will soon be washed away with our good actions. There's still another week before the gallery opening where we will display our Magikarp in his amazing new aquarium in Warletta's gallery. As penance for the whole evolving fiasco, which I'm sure stressed that large boy out, his tank is basically Magikarp Disneyland. It will also undoubtedly improve the overall look of Warletta's gallery, what with our majestic wind and also the town seal swimming in there. While this is being built and Warletta prepares for the gala, we're going to help clear our group's name with volunteer work. That's right, we're going to work to make our town a better place. Not with rebuilding the park, there are professionals for that, and my hubby says we'll just get in the way, and you know what, I agree. Especially since I can't lift things due to my manicure. No, instead what we're going to be doing is help cleaning out Cranberry Hall. What has come to my attention is Cranberry Hall, essentially the birthplace of our beloved Colgate, needs some assistance. This main entrance to the mine, while safe to traverse, is full of wild Pokemon. This simply will not do. This mine is instrumental to our history, and if we forget our history, we're doomed to something or other I forgot. The Cranberry Hall portion of the mine needs to be a place of learning, to know and understand our roots as a town. It might even be a wonderful museum sometime, who knows? So we need to do our part for the betterment of the town and make the entrance to this mine safe for all to travel without needing a pesky Pokemon battle. I will meet you all at the entrance to Cranberry Hall this Sunday morning. Bring a fighting spirit and don't wear your heels. There's a lot of dirt in there. With much love, Cece."
Very good. Thank you.
I love Cece.
Everybody loves Cece.
I love that. We need to preserve our history for something or other. I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Couple things. Because this is us going essentially into the wild a little bit, you may have wanted to pick up some supplies beforehand. We're not going to do a big role-play shopping experience here. What I'm just going to tell you is you can buy off-screen basic items such as Pokeballs or potions or basic status healing items for 2 Pokebucks each. Just let me know what it is you're buying and deduct it from the money you've got.
Okay. Question, okay. Will we be able to befriend the Pokemon without actually putting a ball on them?
No.
Oh, yeah, you can befriend Pokemon, you just won't take them with you when you're done. They'll just hang out at whatever location.
And then go fuck off later.
Okay, so they'll hang out until you get a Pokeball to put on them?
I don't know.
They maybe. Might not be chilling there the whole time. You might want to get a Pokeball or two in case you want to do the friend catch.
I'm against slavery, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to purchase 5 Pokeballs at $2 each, meaning $10.
Okay.
Okay, I know what I want to buy.
Okay.
All right. I want 3 Pokeballs, a headlamp, a length of rope.
Okay, a headlamp is actually a very smart idea. I'm going to say a headlamp's going to be $5.
Really? Can I haggle?
Well, I want a headlamp too.
Okay, can I get it down to $3 if it's a crank headlamp and I have to constantly crank the side of my head?
No. It's not a crank one. It's a kinetic one. So you have to bop your head up and down to keep it charged.
You know what? I will give you a $3 crank headlamp.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a battery operated crank headlamp at $5.
I will also buy a non-battery operated. I will buy a battery operated headlight.
Don't take my ideas, okay?
No, I like how the mayor is the only person who's like, I'm getting hiking gear. And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, the mayor has good ideas sometimes. That's why we elected him.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'll take a small strip of flares.
Duke is the real leader of this group.
Motherfucker's coming out with fucking travel flares. I, you know what? I highly bet that those aren't going to get used now.
Hey, I want you to remember this line because it'll probably be ironic next episode.
But like 9 sessions in the future,
I don't know. They might get used to 9.
He's gonna pull out of his ass.
Okay.
Can I buy a kazoo? Do they have kazoos?
Yes.
Please let him buy a kazoo.
You can buy a kazoo for 50 cents.
Yeah.
I would like to buy a first aid kit.
Okay.
Don't you have one of those already, Roy?
Like a first aid kit.
How much? Oh yeah, that's no, dude. I can't afford fucking medical supplies. that's why I make my own medication, like the doctor from Persona 5.
He has to do inventory, and like they'll fucking dock his pay.
Okay, so what I'll say is that normally first aid kits are a little more expensive, but because he works in a hospital or in a doctor's office, I'm going to say that he just took the first aid kit off the wall in his office and left a $5 IOU there.
Aww.
Good.
Okay. What a good doctor.
So, in case it's needed. Boy has $35 because he bought a standard rod.
Okay.
I will buy another potion. I will buy a potion, though.
Okay.
Are you going to grab any Pokeballs?
Oh, yeah. Probably a good idea. Do we have any Great Balls by chance?
Not at this current town market, no.
Okay, gotcha.
There's not a big market for Pokemon trainers here.
How much was my small bandolier of flares?
Okay, so small bandolier of flares, I'd say, because you're going to get multiple uses out of them, because you got a whole fucking bandolier of them.
Why not $10, a.k.a. $2 per flare?
That's exactly what I was about
to
say.
So $6?
Okay, so you get 5 flares on it.
$10?
Yes.
Jesus.
Dude, have you bought flares before? They are not cheap.
I'm assuming there's a military supply surplus store in town.
Yeah.
I would also assume that since I'm the mayor, I would probably have access to whatever the road workers are, you know, using.
Very true.
Yeah, but the road workers use, like, actual people lights. Nobody does road work by flare light.
You don't know.
Okay, and then what
are... Doing road work by flare light.
Okay, what are those... those climbing things where I need a climbing harness and the deal that allows me to like go down.
Yeah, you want a belay system.
Yeah, he wants a belay system.
Give me a belay system.
That's gonna be like $100, my dude.
Yeah, that's about right.
Give me a bargain belay system.
Ask CC to buy it for you.
Yeah, you could ask CC to buy it for you.
All right, she has spoken for this week. Well, I bench 250, so I'll just
use your bare fucking man hands.
I'll just zip bare down the line. I ask for a pair of like good climbing gloves.
Okay, yeah, that'll be $5.
Right, fine, I'll take it. I'll use those. Fuck it.
Couple of housekeeping notes before we go on. You have been informed at some point or another during this last week that during the mess, during the River Roundup parade, at some point, the Masturbator fishing supply has burned down.
What?
No, what? I just gave a free ad. My sponsorship dollars are gone.
As far as you know, you've heard the fire started due to the Gyarados' rampage.
Oh, no. Was it even that close to the rampage?
We can't hear you, Roy.
Something, something, horsing around.
Arson!
You're really
arson around, okay.
That's what I was getting at. Yes, that.
Sorry, I was making us pizza.
If you're going to throw around accusations of arson, do it in character up to the mic.
Also, if you're making pizza, I hope you brought enough to share with everybody.
No.
Not
my pizza. Fuck off.
Just a face full of pizza off camera. Oh, it's fucking arson, mate.
Sounds like someone's fucking arson around, mate.
Mayor Duke, over the week, you've received what appears to be a form letter that's been auto-filled out from the Pacifico Safari Zone in regards to purchasing the Magikarp from you.
Yeah.
And you've also noticed targeted advertisements on your phone from Pacifico Safari Zone during, like, Zaytube and Pangora ads regarding exotic animal care.
They want to take our fish!
No!
Cece?
Yes.
As far as you can tell, no one has mentioned anything about Cameron Dilport being stripped of her crown.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So that's all the immediate housekeeping notes we need to go over. Let's start the session. Church is over. You all have left the church area and you've met back up at Cranberry Hall, or the entrance thereof. What time of day is everyone meeting up here?
Afternoon.
I mean, it'd be after church services. Mm-hmm. So, and probably everyone got lunch.
It's nap time.
Two-ish?
About two-ish. Okay. Sounds
good. That works.
So, the area at the foot of Sweetwater Mountain, the entrance to Cranberry Hall, it's mostly flatlands with grass that has not been mowed anytime soon. And there are bugs flying around, making a lot of very loud noise. And the wheat has sort of intermingled wild with the grass around. This is very much a tall grass scenario. It's probably about chest high to you.
Like outside the cave?
Yeah. How do y'all arrive? Do you have like a community bus? Do you just pull up in individual cars or what?
Does CC have a Land Rover or a Cadillac Escalade that we can all ride in?
I think we established in the first episode she has like a 17-seat
17-seater SUV. Yeah, SUV.
She's got Roy buckled into the child seat.
Yeah, we could use that to roll up. I've got a driver.
Okay. What's your driver's name?
This week it'll be Frederico.
Frederico?
No, Fred. No, let's go with something else then. Fred. Let's just say Fred.
Okay, Fred. Okay. Tell us about Fred.
His name starts with an F.
Ah.
And he's the help.
Like the Sandra Bullock, the help.
I just kind of imagine that the main person who helps CC out, his name starts with an F, and she forgets it, so she just changes it every week.
I get you.
Frank?
This week it's Fred.
That makes sense.
Yabba dabba doo!
Well, I mean, he is driving us.
God damn it, CC.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm posting a link in general. It's the updated map. And as you may notice, at the foot of Sweetwater Mountain, there is notification for Cranberry Hall. That is where you all are at right now. It's probably about 30 minutes outside of town.
Mm.
You all pile out of the big-ass Land Rover. The sun is, it's nearly directly overhead. CC, do you want to lead the way into the area, or do you want to have the help do it?
Well, first of all, he needs to open the doors to the car.
Okay. He pushes the button in every door, just go to... Just like a big Uber SUV.
Thank you, Fred. Now, everybody, get out of the car. Come on, let's chop chop. We have work to do today. We have our names to clear. We had a bit of a kerfuffle last week. It's time to get things done. Out of the car.
Cece, you also can't help but notice that no one has really been taking care of this place at all.
Cece's making a mental note of that.
Okay. Faulkner?
Yeah.
This is the place I told you about. This is an episode you and character have done before.
Right.
So you and I imagine Faulkner probably expects everyone here listens to his podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so you guys might remember this from my episode about 3 weeks ago. I'll give you the grand tour. You guys already know this place. So don't worry about it. We're good to go, right? Right, Dang? Right, gang?
Yes, I definitely listened to that.
It comes out of the old school stereograph, right? The record.
What's a podcast?
Yeah.
CC taps her phone. We listen on this thing, yeah? It's this thing.
Okay, everyone roll for gossip.
I'm going to roll for
Is that
gossip.
Me included, yes?
You automatically know all this shit.
Okay, good.
I got one.
I rolled an 11.
Roy got a 10.
Okay. So, Cece, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
You know this place just came onto the market. This whole property came onto the market earlier this year. You know that every different individual mining operation in Sweetwater Mountain is privately owned by different owners or corporations. And this one was at one point extremely profitable. And there's also been rumors that the original owner might have murdered his family.
Whoa.
Just a slight murder.
Just a slight murder. Dexter, you'd know that too.
They cleaned up the blood though, right?
And yet I do not care.
Yeah, CC, it was like 30 years ago, so you assume it's just naturally worn away.
Oh, that's fine then.
But they still say if you go further into the mountains, you find pieces like arms and legs and scrotums left into pieces.
Roy, you definitely know about the murder rumors.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to comment on the scrotums left behind?
I mean, I don't recognize any of them, if that's what you're asking.
For all the scrotes I've left behind.
God damn it. Duke, what did you get on gossip?
9.
So, this has been without an owner, essentially, for the last 30 years, ever since the unfortunate incident with its original owner. It's been held in trust by the town for the last 30 years. It's only recently expired. It's come into the market earlier this year, and you know it has two possible buyers right now, CC and someone else you don't quite remember.
The other guy.
Yeah.
Is it truly CC or is it CC's husbando?
Who can say?
Does Cece have a shell company that she uses to funnel her taxes through?
She doesn't actually have a husband. That's just a front.
I definitely think shell company for Cece could be a later feat.
Oh my god.
That is dangerous.
Yes!
Why would you give Elise that power?
You just buy the fucking town.
Do it. Do it. Give it to me.
The last tabletop campaign we had everyone rewrite existence. I'm not terribly worried about what one of you would do with the shell company.
Yeah, but at the least we're talking about.
Matt, I'm going to put everything in leopard print. Everything. Everything gets leopard print.
Yeah.
And gold lame. I want it.
Even the bricks.
Yes.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
It can be called Shelter Corp.
Anywho. So there is a front gate on the entrance to Cranberry Hall, but it has long since, the lock has fallen off, just rusted through, and the gates have been pushed open. But you can't tell if it's been pushed open recently or a long-ass time ago.
You know, they say on the Pokemon Ghost Stories podcast that if you stand quietly after the moon's at halfway, you can hear the whispers of the scrotums.
I knew you were going to say that. I fucking knew it.
Why would I want to listen to scrotum whispers?
He hears that all every night.
Who's this thing you're talking about? Are you the only person on the Pokemon Ghost podcast?
Well, you know, I sometimes interview family members, unwittingly, to be on my podcast.
Like your son or...
You know, family members of the subject, they don't always know they're being recorded, though. So the quality is a little... We're getting better. We're getting better.
Everyone roll perception real quick.
All he cares about is that the scrotums are related.
9!
Yeah, CC definitely noticed it. When Dexter asked Faulkner about his son, Faulkner seized up a little bit.
She doesn't say anything.
I also noticed it, which is surprising, because it was perception, not gossip.
Yeah, me too.
There's definitely a momentary tension there.
We all know what's up, but nobody is brash enough to say it.
I'm gonna say something.
Oh no.
Do it!
Are you, like, what's up there, buddy? Feeling a little, tense there about your,
About the scrotums? No, it's not. Listen, I've seen the ghosts. I've heard the whispers. I tell the stories. I'm not nervous at all. Cranberry. It was the raspberry or cranberry.
I think it was less about the ghost.
Cranberry Hall. Cranberry Hall is a scary place, so I'm just a little off my game. I just did an episode about it recently, and I still haven't been able to recover the full night's sleep.
Sounds, it, It sounds like you're deflecting a little to the scroats and a little away from what really made you flinch there about your little sapling.
Are you talking about my Pokemon? Why would you attack Pixel?
I don't think you have any grass types, buddy. I think I'm talking about your seed.
Before you get any further in that conversation, dude.
Holy shit.
Duke, in the middle of that, very good pun. I'm not going to take that away because that was a good pun. But in the middle of that, you hear a shriek come from inside the cave.
Can I do it?
Sure.
Jesus.
How did you do that?
Holy shit.
He blew out the sound register, man.
So yeah, that interrupted the thing everyone was saying.
Was that a pig?
So that's not supposed to happen. That mine should be empty.
Was that a pig?
I'm fiddling around to pull out my microphone.
Are there dirt pigs?
Dirt pigs? I think
pigs
technically.
That live in the dirt in like caves.
Technically, all pigs are dirt pigs.
Cave pigs?
Are there cave pigs?
Nope.
I don't fucking know. I'm not a Pokemon expert.
I just wanted to roll to see if Jeanette knows if there are cave pigs or if she's gonna just think there are cave pigs forever.
Roll for Pokemon education.
A 9 for Pokemon education.
So you know enough to know that there technically is a cave pig and you've actually seen one before. Swinub are native to caves. Remember that
how can I forget?
But you didn't roll high enough to realize that they're only native to icy cave environments.
Oh, okay.
So as far as you know,
any cave is game.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Cece, I just remembered something that I read online. Maybe on my Tumblr feed.
Mm-hmm.
I think the swine up can live in caves of all kinds. So this might be a swinub infested cave in which they are squealing their little heads off in delight and joy at our presence.
That is a good answer. Steel Dexter, hello, welcome. Wake up.
You meatbags flap your lips so often. Aren't we here to do something?
Yes, but I need to know, are swinub screaming pigs?
Yes. Did
he have a swine up?
Very brief.
Oh.
Very. Rest in peace.
He's not dead.
Pokemon ghost stories.
He's in the big barbecue in the sky.
Good.
He's dead to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since it's a screaming pig, I'm sure that's what it is. Let's go on. Let's not worry about the screams. We have volunteer work to do.
I think the mayor should go first, especially because he has flares and climbing shoes and a headlamp.
Mayor, I'm right behind you with the microphone so we can make sure we capture this entire incredible exploration for the pigs on audio.
Money inevitably falls, right?
It's documented on audio.
You know, since you lift 250, I'll just let you lift everything.
Yeah, Maya, you can arm wrestle whatever threat lurks in the cave. You're a world champion arm wrestler.
Faulkner, have you ever considered maybe adding like a visual component to your podcast?
No. That would take away from the power of the audio media of podcast. It's not as intimate. And then also it's kind of a cheap knockoff like that ASMR YouTube bullshit. We're classier than that podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't that like a YouTuber?
I don't speak about YouTube. What are you talking about?
Oh, I guess I'll plunge head in, and then you see me grab the side of my head and just. Like, crank the side of my head.
I'm not going to make anyone roll for perception because I want everyone to see that so they can comment on it.
The mayor just cranked his brain.
Mayor just cranked his horn.
He cranked his headlamp.
So that means we're prepared, right? So let's just go in there.
I am. I don't know if you are.
Duke, why don't you roll for perception first?
Oh, joy.
Duke got a 9.
I got 9.
Okay, so you notice the rusted gate as you came in. It's a pretty wide entrance because, you know, mining operation, they need to haul equipment back and forth. And you can, even after all this time, you can see the worn treads into the ground that, you know, have eroded over time, but the hard treads are still there on the ground. You walk in a ways with everyone behind you. While I'm describing stuff to Duke, why don't the rest of you roll for perception too?
Sure.
Duke, what you notice deep in the cave is you can hear a clattering noise. Not close, it's pretty far off, but you hear some sort of ruckus.
How far into the cave are we?
You're still at the entrance.
Okay.
I'd say you're probably about 10 feet in.
All right.
So what did the rest of y'all get for perception?
7.
Okay, nothing.
5.
Jeanette got 14.
I got 11.
Jeanette and Roy, you definitely hear the ruckus coming from deep in the cave. But you do hear that noise, and you know if a cave is supposed to be empty, that noise shouldn't be there.
Huh. Are we really going to go explore a cave that probably has lots of haunted things at the bottom of it? I know Faulkner wants to go in the bottom, but I don't know if the rest of us should, so we could make it out alive.
As long as it's got a normal set of legs that's no more than 4, I'll be all right.
I mean, some Pokemon have more than 4 legs, but we're really just kind of here to help clear out the entrance. We don't need to go too deep into the cave system. I don't think that's probably a good idea.
Wait. Why do you have a problem with Fonzie and Parasect?
Well, Parasect's my boy. I just don't really like spiders, just being perfectly honest.
Oh, so it's more than 6 legs.
Yeah, but he's not a spider, is he? He's more of like a crab. You know, like, you're not going to turn this around on me, you fucking robot. And I put...
No, you can bro fist a crab, but a spider. No, they wrap you up in their death blanket. Suck out your life.
I turn my phone off.
I'm coming out of CeCe's phone right now.
I start reaching for CeCe's phone.
CeCe pulls her phone away. No, you don't get to touch that.
And can you fucking mute that little shit before I fucking take this little...
I will not be silenced!
CeCe's phone covered in pink gems.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, it's blinged the hell out.
I don't give a shit. I'm comfortable in my fucking robo-masculinity.
Well, I just needed to know for me.
Yeah, well, that sounded like you fucking aren't, doesn't it?
No, I mean, I think this look suits me.
Dexter, can we please not weird him out while we're trying to do community service, please?
Yeah, you fuck. I've got a smiley face sticker.
You take away the only thing that I live for.
She holds the phone closer to her and kind of whispers, "You can do that when we're close to the end, okay?
Okay.
Let's get some good work out of him because he can lift things, I assume." She looks at him.
I start picking my nose.
I mean... I mean, he might be able to lift some things.
Are you sure?
You know, he'll lift more things than I can. So we're just going to let him work. And then when we get towards the end, then you can do your whole spider bit again.
I mean, is that really a can or a will? Because,
Dexter?
Yeah.
Something you said in the last sentence, you didn't even realize you were saying it. And then when it came out, it made you think. What do you live for?
Damn.
What?
Damn.
We're going into a cave. What's with this existential crisis?
Oh, he doesn't need to bring it up publicly.
Nope.
It's just something Dexter needs to be thinking about now.
Does Dexter dream of electric sheep? I need to reap.
Yeah!
Anyway, proceed.
So, you're about 10 feet into the cave. You're hearing noises. You haven't even brought it to anyone else's attention that you're hearing noises. What do you do?
So I've got my portable mic out, you know, kind of holding it out, capturing the gnat sound. Can I see anything? Like, what is my range of visibility here?
I'd say with the headlamps and the natural light, you can probably see about 15 feet deeper into the cave. You can definitely tell it looks like an old, scrapped mining operation. There's definitely evidence that there was big machines here, but they're no longer here. The cave walls have been excavated a long time ago and have since been just worn smooth over time.
And given my last research on this, my research on this in the last podcast, what I know about, is there like any dangerous area, like especially dangerous areas I should know, hey, we walk this way, we might die, like fall in a hole or something?
As far as you know, most of the danger comes from ghosts.
Okay.
It was a pretty safe mining operation, as far as you know. You don't know of anyone dying due to unsafe mining procedures.
So I'm just kind of, again, move my mic around, capturing all sorts of gnat sound, including the sound of our other party mates talking. Now they're not mic'd up, so it's going to sound like distant, but I'm kind of capturing it. It's part of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
In the follow-up to our special on the Blueberry Hills, we are back with a new party and a new cast. You got the history, and now it's time for the exploration with our Pokemons. Go, Pixel, go!
Pixel kind of emerges and does a big stretch because those Pokeballs are just so cramped, and just yawns and then looks at you and blinks a little bit out of sync. You definitely just woke Pixel up out of a nap.
Aww.
All right, Pixel, I need you to light the way. You're the only hope for this edition of Pokemon Ghost Stories. Go, Pixel! Into the darkness!
Pixel just kind of, like, seems to be chewing for a second. Almost like it's savoring something.
Gross.
And then it just kind of, like, mwah! And inside of its mouth is just this tiniest little ember. And Pixel kind of makes a fire flashlight ahead of the entire party. And it lights significantly more than what's going on in your headlamps.
Excellent.
But it's also a gross hairball.
Aww, yeah. It's so cute, yet bright. She did it! Yay!
Good job, Pixel. I knew I picked you for a reason.
Roy kind of pales and looks at the flame, and he notices the fact there's a flame in the coal mine. He's like, is that safe? And he's kind of like starts sweating a little bit.
You know the coal dried up here like forever ago, right?
Yeah, but who knows what kind of fucking natural gases are in here? Like,
Roy, have you listened to the most one of my earlier episodes on this very subject?
Do you cover chemistry?
No, we cover ghosts. It's called the Pokemon Ghost.
Are ghosts flammable for her?
I don't know, Matt. Was there, in my knowledge, based on my previous question?
Absolutely not. You don't know one way or the other.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, good. Listen here, sir. I know the history of this mine, and we are in safe working condition, safe from ghosts.
This is OSHA regulated.
Yeah.
OSHA didn't even exist when this mine was last opened.
Oh no.
At least, is that accurate? When did OSHA start?
I don't remember. I was more thinking of like a funny way to break down OSHA. Like, oh shit. And I was trying to work ghosts in there. And
it would be like an Oshawott.
Oshawott.
And it's safe and it holds you close to its tummy as it floats upside down.
OSHA started in 71.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing that now too. Okay, yeah, so OSHA would be a thing in 1987.
Yeah, but it wasn't as robust. It was still an Oshawott, not a Dewott.
Yeah. Oshawott. Oh, I love it. Okay. Faulkner is full of shit, but he is telling you good things. So unless y'all want to, like, roll to realize he's lying or just do intelligence checks of your own.
Matt, here's the thing. Am I blatantly lying? Or I want to say that I think Faulkner believes he knows all there is to know.
Okay. Okay, then rolling against him for like intuition or perception to see if he's lying wouldn't work, but you can still roll for education to like possibly go against this.
Roy shakes his head and turns to Faulkner, just like, and like he gets kind of close. He starts walking up next to him. And he's like, Faulkner, I swear to fucking God, if you fucking blow us up, I'm gonna fucking sue you, mate. And I keep walking ahead. So I can I roll for perception?
Sure.
All right. I got a 7.
You will do significantly more effectively if you give me a specific thing you're looking or listening for. If you just want to do a general all-around search, I will give you that with a 7, but you're going to have more results if you focus it up.
I would like to know if the screaming sound is getting louder.
You haven't heard it since you walked in. You heard it once when you were standing outside of the cave, and it sounded like it was coming from in the cave, but you haven't heard it since. But there is a clattering noise coming from within the cave.
How loud is it?
The clattering, it's pretty loud, but it's definitely not a scream. It sounds like banging around, a very echoey banging around.
Does it sound like metal?
No, it doesn't sound like metal.
Does it sound like rocks?
Possibly.
Okay. Are we just still walking down this tunnel?
Yeah, I'm just assuming everyone's ambiently walking forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, is anyone here, I kind of look back over my shoulder. Is anyone here like a clocking? Like a,
like the legs of spiders?
Yeah, fuck off.
Dexter, we said later. Later.
Shut up. I can fucking hear you. I'm right here. No, I mean, it sounds like someone's getting the rocks off down the tunnel. You know what I mean? you know, I was saying that at reference to, I take a swig of a hip flask I have. Is anyone like a little perturbed about going deeper into the tunnel with this fucking sound we don't understand?
I mean, I don't know about you, Roy, but I really enjoy going deeper.
Oh my fucking god. Jeanette is just too horny.
I'm in the middle of another swig and I choke on it.
I thought, I took that as a fucking Inception reference, but okay.
No, that was Jeanette being horny.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Me too, Jeanette.
I would like everyone to remember that we are here on church business. This is for Arceus. And also, if we are here at a clickety-clackety, A, that might be my shoes. B, we probably want to go in that direction because we are here to clear out the wild Pokemon.
Didn't you say not to wear heels?
I didn't wear thick heels. I wore a reasonable heel.
So that's a heel, right, Cece?
But
everyone roll for gossip real quick.
Are you 2d6?
I got a 5.
11.
I'm assuming everyone but me, right?
Oh, no, it's not about you. I was about to ask it a second ago, but
oh, sweet.
Roy got a 13.
14.
So everyone who rolled over a 10, as you all know from attending PTA conferences, cave systems and Colgate system are the third leading cause of teen pregnancy in the Dunbar County. And judging from Jeanette's comments, she's probably one of those types.
Wow.
So let's do some math. How old is Jeanette and how old is her kid?
You don't know because her kid doesn't go to this town.
You're like, at least my aunt didn't get pregnant down here.
We are deep inside Mother Earth.
We are indeed.
And Cece, are you trying to say Arceus doesn't fuck? I'm pretty sure Arceus fucks.
A, how dare you? B, no, of course he doesn't. He is omnipresent and asexual and gives life to everything. He does not have a penis.
I'm smirking at her. I'm smirking at her while she's saying all this and taking little sips of my moonshine. Just like, whatever you say.
Arceus is a horse, and horses are notoriously horny.
Horse dick Arceus.
He's a god horse. Does God have a penis or a vagina?
Yes.
Okay, but what about like Silvally? Like, isn't that like the spawn of Arceus?
He's a bastard clone.
Eh, close enough. Disembodied DM voice.
Yeah, he's like what Mewtwo is to Mew.
He was man's mistake.
Did you say something about a Mew?
Oh my god.
Jeanette is going to roll for perception to see if there's any interesting materials she could make into fascinating art pieces for her next gallery exhibition.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, roll for that shit.
Rolling. 4, 16.
Ooh, okay. So yeah, there's definitely some lichen. You've definitely been seeing some instructables online that show you how to make moss graffiti.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yay. I shall examine it with general education.
Yeah, you're definitely noticing that this bioluminescence is coming from this moss that you're finding in this general area.
Neat.
Are you liking what you see?
Hell no.
Yeah, there's a lot of it around. You can collect some and it won't disrupt the environment.
Yay!
And you definitely know there's something else around that can make art because you're seeing some graffiti on the walls right now.
Oh, shit.
On the wall is a big letter R written out in, you're not sure what, but it's a red letter R.
Hey, friends, come here and look at this over here.
The youths, they've been here.
Yeah, looks like it, huh? R is for lots of things, but I think it also is the first letter of that Rocket Dan character, his handle, but it is only one letter, so it's not RD, it's just R, but if anyone else had any ideas, I'd like to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's
R. Okay, I like to say he's a Chef Boyard Ardesius.
Oh my god. Everyone roll for... Is there a history stat?
I believe that is an education stat. Let me pull somebody's sheet up.
I would assume that would fall under Pokemon education.
There's a cult medicine.
No, there is a general education, and that is where the history would come in.
Okay, let's have this be an occult role, because it involves Caleb's podcast.
Please don't give him a good roll.
Seven!
Okay, I only get a seven, but given my knowledge of this, the ghost-related thing...
Yeah, you'll get a bonus.
Okay,
it.
Cool.
Now, I rolled for Roy, he got an 11, and I got a 11 as well.
Okay. Yeah, so anyone who rolled over 10... knows this, and also Faulkner knows this because he did a podcast thing about it. Remember last week when I was having everyone record the bonus episode?
Yes.
One of the subjects Faulkner covered involved something very similar to this. Does anyone remember it?
Man, I have definitely slept since then, and I usually remember all of our shit.
A mysterious vandal has been marking the letter R on the sides of buildings, homes, and public property. The letter is not written in paint, but rather smoothly etched into our surfaces as if by a laser, like a laser beam.
So is it R for red? Because it's made in red. Maybe they just really like red?
Hey, Matt.
Yo.
Can I use a general Pokemon knowledge roll right here?
Sure. You want to see if it's something that could have been made by a Pokemon? Or are you seeing if it's in reference to a Pokemon?
Yeah, in reference to a Pokemon.
Okay.
What if it's R for rock?
Or rocket.
There are a lot of rocks around here.
Ready to rocket.
Oh, seven.
Okay, Faulkner, you definitely don't know if this having anything to do with specific Pokemon.
Okay, dang. I have a out of game theory.
Well, I have a high teen stat. I should look for into that.
I agree 100% because I am shit at teen.
I'm glad you are. Okay. Okay. Okay, I got a 7 in teenager.
Okay. You've definitely seen that icon around, and because you mentioned Rocket Dan earlier, you wonder if it's maybe attached to that, but you don't know anything concrete.
You vaguely recall it from browsing chatter.
I remember browsing the interwob.
You've definitely seen it in regards to teens, but aside from that, you're not certain.
Cool. So, I mean, it's just like a letter on the wall, right?
Yep.
I vote we move on, because we've been talking about it for a while. I'm going to roll for general perception.
Okay.
Because we came here specifically to drive out wild Pokemon from the like easily accessible mine parts. So okay. I'm going to roll. Do I hear any Pokemon or anything that sounds like Pokemon? That's specifically what I'm listening for. And that's a 7.
Okay. Cece, the noise deeper in the cave is getting louder. It's definitely clattering, loud banging. You're not sure what it is. It's definitely getting louder. It's an insistent noise. and there's something reminiscent about it to you. Mm. It sounds like something that really aggravates you, but you can't put your finger on it.
It's not a very pleasant sound. Cece has, of course, a giant purse, and I just imagine Fonzie's already out and kind of riding in the purse.
Yeah, he is.
She pets him on the head because she knows the sound's bothering her.
Jeanette, is this some of that new wave music?
Yeah, you have my Bongo Drum Collective CD, don't you?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't listen to anything you guys give me.
All right, Duke, you're up.
All right.
And you're leading the pack.
I'm leading the pack. I move forward into the cave. I roll to move forward.
You don't need to roll to move forward.
I got a good roll. So I move forward further into the cave.
laughing.
How far did I go?
All right, you move forward successfully. You come to a big opening in the cave, and it's at this point where the noise has gotten even louder still, and it's very close. And you look deeper into this big open area, and it's dimly lit, but it's lit throughout this open area, like through some sort of phosphorescence that you can't really put your finger on yet. But the area is lit up, and there are just Pokemon around. They're very small Pokemon. They're low to the ground, but there's a lot of them, and they're having a lot of fun. Like, they're having rough fun playing together, throwing each other around.
Ooh, rough fun!
Everyone, roll for Pokemon education.
Great.
Six.
Seven.
That'll be a 9 for me on Pokemon education.
You had to do one of the stats I'm bad at.
Okay, you definitely see some Geodudes out there. That's the main population into this cave. And I think most of you can identify the Geodudes because they're not terribly uncommon to the area. You know a Geodude when you see it. And there's quite a few of them out there. You see at least 10 of them having fun in this area here. And there's a couple other Pokemon you don't quite recognize immediately. And you're not exactly sure what they're doing yet, but I need you all to roll for stealth to see if they notice you.
I rolled a 4.
Another 7.
I rolled a 10. High 10 for the group.
I got an 8 for Jeanette.
Oh, fuck. I got a 3.
Oh.
Thanks to Cece and Roy, they definitely notice people have come in. And for a moment, they stop and they turn to you. They evaluate you. And then they just go back to what it was they were doing.
Well, that's good.
Well, at least they're not super interested in us.
As you watch them a little bit, you see that these Geodudes, they're in groups of 2, and they're each taking turns throwing each other around the room. And they're throwing them into... There's another Pokemon you can't identify, and it's a little further down the room. And the Geodudes are rolling into a ball and just being thrown across the room into these other Pokemon and knocking things over.
This is a cult.
Okay. So, hey, everybody. They're not doing some weird performance art. They're actually playing sports. They're bowling.
I thought.
Pokemon do not bowl. They summon ghosts. They're dead ancestors.
Well, you see, they're bowling right now.
Yeah, Faulkner, open your fucking eyes.
It only looks like they're doing sports things. It's really a ritualistic dance.
At that moment, one of them clearly gets it. One team clearly has gotten a strike, and they all cheer.
These are like hymnals we sing to Lord
Arceus.
The Geodude. Oh my god.
Arceus.
I'm with Faulkner. They're definitely trying to summon the old gods.
Wait, the Geodude abides.
my
god. Faulkner, ghost ceremony is not the preferred nomenclature, man. Like,
spirit festival, please.
Oh my god.
They're just trying to bowl in peace.
Cece, you figure out why the noise was aggravating you.
Mm.
It sounds like a bowling alley. Your husband is a big bowler.
So, you know, we were here to, you know, push the Pokemon a little further back. Anywho, this seems like a wonderful opportunity to do so. So, Cece claps her hands at the Geodudes and whatnot. Excuse me. Excuse me, Rockman? Geodudes? Hello?
You get a couple of their attention, but mostly they've decided to disregard you as a group.
You see, we need this area to be cleared out. You can have your horrible fun times further down the mine, so I need y'all to move along.
Yeah, they're just, they don't care about what you're saying, or they don't understand it, or they don't care.
They can't feel my feelings of me wanting them to go away.
Man, people don't tell you no very often, do they?
Can I lean in and tell Cece a thing?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to beat them at their own game. A bit. If we beat them at bowling, they go back to the fucking depths from which they came.
Back to the Shadow Realm?
Yeah.
Bowl for the bowl gods.
Roy, I'm sure you and your powerful Pokemon can definitely do that thing. I will abstain from this particular activity.
Arceus does not play dice.
The bowling pins aren't like normal bowling, because I don't know the rules to bowling, so I made up my own bowling.
Oh, good.
I got a picture here that I'm going to put in chat. There are three Pokemon taking the ends of the three most outward pins that would normally be on a bowling thing. So, as you can see, those three major circles, L, R, and C, are left, right, and center. Those are three Pokemon that you've never seen before. I take it back. Cece might have seen it. The rest of you have not. And those other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things there are just normal-ass bowling pins made out of rock. But as you see these Geodudes roll down the alley, you see whenever it collides with one of those Pokemon, that Pokemon glows and the Geodude is bounced back as if it were repelled.
Ooh.
And they're doing trick shots by bouncing them off of these Pokemon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, people would watch bowling more if bowling were like this.
The current game the Geodudes are playing is wrapping up. With the last roll, one group of Geodude cheer, while another group grumbles. Being Geodude, both noises sound pretty similar. After a moment, in unison, they all turn to you. Their collective gaze seems to say, "Now, finally, what do you people want?"
We have tampered with the rituals. We need to go.
I don't know. I want to see which one of you guys ends up as the human sacrifice.
You know, they need to go just further into the mine. Just keep on going.
I think I can bowl with them.
I want a fucking bowl.
The group of Geodude huddle together, their arms linking, twisting and molding into a mass of rock and muscle. Bending into non-Euclidean shapes, the mass begins to take the form of a wobbly, writhing humanoid.
Ugh, that's creepy.
One arm points at you, Duke, while the creature's 10 mouths utter the words, "Geo."
You feel like you're being challenged.
Don't do it, Mayor.
You feel like you might get served if you don't do it.
Might get.
Meanwhile, if you can serve them, it's on.
Oh!
You should dab on them.
You remember the fucking hey, the glory days of the first episode where Matt famously said, "Now, I want to be the last person to bring up South Park."
Yeah, Matt.
Hey,
Matt, do you
Park.
Remember that?
I didn't bring up South Park at all.
Oh, shit.
You just did.
No, because that's from Bring It On.
Did you ever actually watch that movie, Matt?
You don't know that I didn't. You
hey, Matt.
That.
No, I'm asking an actual question here. Have you watched Bring It On?
Let's say yes.
No, that's not an answer. And you know it.
Let's say yes.
So you're making a South Park reference and you're trying to cop out.
Nope, making a Bring It On reference. And the great thing about podcasting is I can cut out this entire conversation.
Wow, you're the racist that had ever happened.
You're like, coward!
You're like, God damn it, you son of a bitch.
I am King Crimson, and I will erase this from time.
Oh my God.
The adventure continues. But in the meantime, be sure to follow us on social media. Go to mcgamefap.com for links to our Twitter, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or whatever local podcast merchants you frequent. Leave us a review on iTunes or Twitter and we'll give you an in-character shout-out. This show is a nonprofit, fan-based parody. All intellectual properties contained therein are all owned by several other, far wealthier people.
God damn it, you son of a bitch.
You can't fucking Nixon this shit.